Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, good morning. It's Monday on 98.9 Up. Oz, Pisano, and Sandy. Scott Pisano here. Sandy Wise over there. Is this thing on? Hello? Does it work?
Hello.
Yep, it works. Good. Hi. Monday, July 28th already with a 70-degree start. And we're going to another wicked scorcher. You can't complain about this summer if you like summer kind of ing. I mean, again, another 90-degree day. Sunny, hot, humid, 91.
You know, and it's kind of good because it took forever for the summer to get here.
Yeah.
Like the beginning of the season was just awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
June decided to hang on to the spring side of the relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. You know, plenty of sun. I mean, this is almost insane. This doesn't seem real.
This weekend, we got a chance to go up to our camper up in Fairhaven. And usually by now, we would have done a, quote, we like to call the beach day, like five times. But this is the first time. Go down and set up at like 10 in the morning, get the you know, the umbrella thing up and the chairs and the plastic mat to put down. It's like it looks like bamboo, but it's really rainbow. Mm-hmm. You know, get everything all set and the cooler and all that stuff like that. The first time.
Why is this the very first time? We have such a spectacular. We just had the conversation. We had a spectacular summer, and now this is your first time?
Correct. Yeah. Took to the end of July to get there. It was
You've had a busy summer then.
Yeah, a combination of busy summer and a late, late summer coming into play here. So, yeah. So, looks good, man. Beautiful today. Tomorrow, sunny and partly cloudy. By the afternoon, it might overdevelop, but again, we'll be back to 90. And then we'll see some cooler skies, you know, Wednesday, Thursday. So, like mid-70s.
Cooler meaning?
Mid-70s. No big deal.
Oh, wow. That's really cooler.
Yeah, well, compared to 90. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's freezing.
What'd you do this weekend? Anything fun and interesting?
Oh, my God. We had such a crazy weekend. We had three parties on Saturday.
Oh, wow. Three?
Yes. It's like, okay, how are you going to strategize three parties? And they all start pretty much at the same time.
Ooh. Birthday parties or all kinds of different ones?
Well, the neighbor, you know, I was telling you about the neighbor who came to the house, and I should have given her a home, like the new neighbor in the neighborhood.
Oh, yes.
I should have been the one to give her something, but she ended up going door to door, giving everybody like flowers and an invitation to her housewarming party.
Mm-hmm.
So that was this past weekend. Very nice family. Very nice family. But you know what gets me? Like, I want to be like her because obviously she just moved in. I mean, it's been maybe a month, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So she's, I'm sure, not fully unpacked.
Yeah.
And she's having a party at her house.
Yeah.
No.
Overachiever.
I am not having a party until everything is situated.
Overachiever.
Oh my God. I'm like, wow.
Rip the band aid
like,
off.
Yes, whatever.
Yeah, right. Rip the band aid off. Get it started.
Things weren't like, you know, perfect because it can't be. You're just moving into a house. Anyhow, so that was like, okay, that's awesome. I could never do that. Then a retirement party and then a grad party.
Oh, my God.
So,
all
yeah,
three.
It was, I know.
We had
all three stages of life.
We had three parties in one this weekend.
Yeah.
We had three birthday parties at the same place yesterday. My sister-in-law, her daughter, and Ellison. It was the end of birthday week celebration.
Oh, you have to share the birthday.
The month of July birthday bash. Yeah.
Oh, so not every single person gets their own day.
Right.
Well, I get it. Your sister-in-law, whatever. She's a grown adult.
Yeah.
She doesn't need a day.
She didn't care.
But the kids don't mind it, sharing their birthday?
Well, let me see. Maya's 13. So I think they kind of celebrated family-wise that day, and then all of us came over Sunday. And then Ellie, you know, they got a present for Ellie. They didn't come to the party that we had for her with her friends. So we just, you know.
Oh, they didn't. See, I told you nobody wants to be at that party with 20 kids. I told you. You're like, they're fine. They're fine with it. No, they didn't want to go.
Well, if they showed up, cool, but it wasn't. It wasn't the family party. Yeah.
Okay. You said on the air it was the family party.
I thought so.
Yeah.
But what do I know? I'm only half of the relationship, right? What do I know? How informed am I?
It's no big deal. Whatever. Mix the family party and the kid party with 20 kids. That's fine. All of us said you're insane.
Yeah.
And you are insane.
I just kind of roll with the flow. Just go with it. It's whatever happens. Even if I ask what's going on, I never quite really know.
Well, it's not that you don't. Yeah, you don't know, but you don't pay attention enough to know anyhow.
Okay. Yeah. I wanted to know, to make plans, and I just got the runaround the whole time. So I finally gave up. So could I keep asking or get in trouble? So I'm like, whatever. Just roll.
Okay. I understand where your wife's coming from.
Some things I don't care or I don't listen, but this is what I needed to know. But I never got an answer, so just let it roll.
And the party turned out spectacular without your involvement.
Yes.
That's what you said on the air.
Absolutely did. It did. I like it like that.
Yeah. Don't fight for responsibility. Enjoy it.
I'm just going to...
Nobody trusts you to give you any responsibility.
Yeah, exactly. I'm
just
so irresponsible. Definitely. Good morning to you. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy with Monday on our minds. We're okay. Monday's good. Monday's here. There's nothing we can do about it. I'm Scott Spaziano. This is Sandy Waters.
Okay.
But you can challenge yourself today.
Yeah, here's the question. This either, when you saw this pop up on your social media, it either impressed you or scared you to death. I was terrified. I was so terrified by how some moms are taking on this new viral challenge. Did you hear about the Nicki Minaj challenge?
It hasn't made my algorithm.
I know, but I told you about it because we were going to do it on Fox Rochester when we do our TV hit.
But it has something to do with high heels or something, right?
Yeah, you're supposed to, and I guess it's a throwback. Somebody help me because, you know, I'm an old lady. It's a throwback to one of Nicki Minaj's poses, whatever, where she's she's always wearing really high heels, and you on one foot balance on something while you cross your leg over the other one. So you're just pretty much balancing on something on one high heel, your other leg, you're crouched down. You're almost like, you know what I mean?
Right.
You're crouched down, one leg's over the other, and you're balancing. So you're not standing up. You're kind of like in sit position. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Am I describing it right?
Mm-hmm.
And people are taking it, and they're balancing on the most crazy things where it seems impossible, like weights, like dumbbell weights.
Uh-huh.
And they'll pile like three up and then wear a high heel and just sit on that balance on that with one leg. I'm like, how are you doing that? And some people are funny because they're like exposing what it took to get the final shot. And they're showing us like how they fell a gajillion times before they could actually get it.
Mm-hmm. I saw, and I'm not sure if this is the same thing, but like ultra, ultra high heels.
Yes.
Ballerina walking on champagne bottles. The tops.
Okay, so it's not walking.
Oh, okay.
It's balancing. It's the pose.
Uh huh.
You're striking the supermodel pose, the Nicki Minaj pose.
Oh, God.
And a lot of people are very creative with it. And it's like, oh my gosh, that's so great. You know, we were going to do it on TV and whatever. See, can you do it? Because it almost looks impossible. But here is what I'm seeing that now I'm going to ask. I'm putting it out there, 818-2899. Impressed or scared? Moms are doing it, holding their babies in their arms. So this one mom in particular was actually nursing her baby. She's on the kitchen countertop, and she's balancing on a soup can or some kind of can.
And she's nursing at the same time.
And she's nursing, which a part of me is like, okay, that is so typical mom thing to do, to multitask like that, and absolutely she can do it. But then the other side of me is like, what the hell are you doing? What did it take to get up there, and what are you risking for this stupid viral video?
Well, did she pass the audition for Cirque du Soleil? That's the question. She could be a circus actor. Yes, right.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Maybe she is. Yeah. I didn't really look into her background.
Wow, that's a win. Anybody can top that. I don't know.
You're impressed by it or
yeah,
scared?
Yeah, I'm impressed, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm scared. I hate that.
You know, in the juggling world, which I'm not, I would imagine you need counterbalances. So there you go. You get the baby on one side, and you get, you know, that's your counterweight.
Yeah, but no, honestly, when you use when a parent uses their child to go viral, it drives me crazy. Mm. It drives me crazy.
It is what it is to me. It doesn't make me... I'm not even judgy when I see that. I'm like, oh, look what you're doing. Yeah.
Is that the dad way of looking at it?
Pretty much.
I wanted to call like CPS on these women.
Nah, you know what? No animals were hurt in the production
of
these.
You don't know that.
Well, do you think she would post it if she popped her kid?
I just said some women or some people, I should say, are taking you through the steps to get to the outcome of that balance and balancing act. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is ugly. Like, people are falling terribly. You're risking that with your baby.
Well,
that doesn't terrify you?
Mm,
oh, my God.
Not really.
Do you have any passion over anything?
I'm not policing other idiots. That's the thing. If they want to be stupid, if they're an idiot, then that's their fault. I'm like, there you go. I mean, I'm pretty impressed if you could balance on one leg on a soup can and breastfeed at the same time on a countertop. That's pretty impressive.
We just got this message on Facebook, and you can reach out to us on social media or 818-2899. I saw a young man riding with a baby in his arms on an e-bike downtown the other day.
Oh. Okay. Oh. Okay.
Does that frustrate you?
That frustrates me, yeah. I mean, was the baby strapped into, like, a bike seat?
I don't know.
Or was he just, like, on his hip?
He said, I saw a man riding with a baby in his arms on an e-bike. So that's obvious.
In his arms. Okay. No.
When you're a new parent, and that's where my mind goes. These are new parents who are just trying to be cool or just don't know. Because I guess... we can all say that we did something. When you reflect now, you're like, what an idiot. What the hell was I thinking? No, Scott has nothing. You should see the look on Scott's face right now.
I'm trying to think of what did I do to hurt my kid or do something stupid to put them in danger? Obviously.
Oh, my gosh. When I was babysitting, what kind of noises are you making? When I would babysit, and this is terrible. I cannot believe I did this now.
What?
I would take the kids by the arms, and I would spin them around, like, in circles.
Oh, yeah.
And then let go, so they go flying across the room, and I would try to aim them to the couch.
Uh-huh.
They thought it was so fun. But I'm like, oh, my God, if I ever found out a kid did that when they were babysitting my children, I would have lost it.
Oh, my God.
I thought that I was like the best babysitter in their eyes.
You could have pulled their arms out of their sockets and also gave them a concussion at the same time.
That could have been terrible.
I don't know if this counts, but Ellie fell in the tub and cut her eye. Remember, she had to get stitches?
How did she fall in the tub?
She was.
Were you not there watching? Did you walk out for a second?
No, we were there. It just happened right in front of us. She was like, what? You know,
that's not it.
No, again, I got nothing on this one. And if I have done, and if my children are scarred by it, and boys, you're older now, if you're listening, call us up and let me know what I did that was probably not appropriate.
Pisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
It's James Whitaker. You may have heard his name before. And if you haven't, you've heard his voice. You're like, oh, yeah, that guy, the Win the Day podcast guy. James, you're going to make our life better. I'm positive about this because you do it every week. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm good. Ready to win the day.
All right. Okay.
So this message is from Donna. She messaged us on Facebook, and she said, I've always been a show up and say yes kind of person with the hopes of working my way up the corporate ladder. But even though I'm getting more responsibilities, I'm not getting that much more money.
Ooh.
I love my job. I love what I do, but I do not love being not compensated fully for the added workload. Oh. I know it's not just me. It's happening to other people in the office, too. What would you do if you were me?
Oh, this is such a good question, Donna. I feel like there's a lot of people in this situation. It's important to focus on value. Like, are you really adding as much value, like quantified as much as you can? Any opportunity that you can have for a conversation about your career growth, you can say, look, here are the skills that I've worked on in the last quarter. Here's the value that I've been able to provide to the organization with as many numbers as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And here is what I'm looking to do in the next quarter. Having conversations like that are really, really good because you might have responsibilities, but if they can't quantify it by some metric, it's going to be a lot harder for you to make your case. So that's the very first thing that I would do is look at your value, focus on improving your skills, and quantify those metrics so you can initiate those conversations with your manager or employer, whoever that might be. The second thing is to look at perhaps maybe you are in a situation where you're being exploited. That's totally fine. So, just maybe try and gather a little bit more information. One thing that's missing is complete context. So having a conversation with your manager or your employer saying something along the lines of, look, I've got a lot of responsibility lately, a lot more responsibility, which I really enjoy. I love being able to have an impact. I love being able to do work that matches my strengths.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure there's opportunities for me to grow financially because that's also important to me. It's an important metric of my career success is that I'm remunerated financially and fairly for the value I'm providing for the organization. And they might be able to provide some context that you're missing out on. Like, look, we're waiting for this funding to come through, or we're waiting for this big client to be signed. Mm-hmm. There's a million different things that could be happening.
You know, a lot of bosses do that. Like, nah, sorry, we're at a glass ceiling, can't do anymore.
Well,
look for another gig.
You need to sort of just... temper your expectations. Or option three in all these situations is the hard truth is sometimes you need to go back out to the open market to be able to prove your worth.
Yeah.
Like skipping between different things. Because when you're in a company for a long time, people remember you as the person who first started. They don't remember you as this person who's had this great trajectory. So sometimes moving to a different company or a different industry can be a great way to be able to get a big bump if financial success is the most important thing. And also just being grateful for the position that you're in. It's great to have a job. It's great to have responsibility. It's great to have some type of upward mobility, but just there's a few things that you can do to get what you want in the process.
This is one of those podcasts where you're going to have to listen back and write down word for word. The way you say things, the word choice is like, oh, I would have never said it that way.
Yeah, right.
Just copy it right from what James said.
Yep.
Exact conversation to have with your boss.
Or you can hire James to negotiate for you.
Oh, yeah. Are you for hire?
Yes. Give me one latte and we will get it. We'll get it taken care of.
All right. You got it. Give me one margarita. Okay. Anyway, James, thanks so much for your advice for Donna and for any Buzz fam who wants to, check in and relay a question to James Whitaker.
Yeah. You can reach out to me, Sandy@RochesterBuzz.com. I know James, the Win the Day Facebook group. If you join that group, James is always on it. He'll answer your questions directly or come on the air with us.
Absolutely. Good luck, Donna.
Best to you and the fam, man.
Making mornings in Rochester slightly less ugh.
Yes.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
How well do you know the other side? Are you ready?
I'm ready. And
I'm ready.
I'm picking up the phone. Lena's on the phone. Hey, hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
All right, hanging out there, hanging out. We are ready to play. What side are you from, east side or west side?
All west.
West side. You got your window open by any chance?
Man.
You got your window open by any chance? Yeah, sure. If you
okay.
could. Yeah, that'll make it a little better so we could hear you.
Darn it. West side Jim gave me so many questions for an East Sider. And we have yet to have an East Sider call up. All right.
It's all right.
So this will be how well do you know the other side? And you're going to win no matter what, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you did close all your windows, right?
I did.
Okay, good. loud out there. All right, so.
My muffler is really bad.
That's right.
Yep.
Right.
Oh, your muffler's bad. Okay.
Okay, all right. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to give you a choice of what you want to win today at the end of this. So how long have you been on the West Side? How long have you lived there?
I'm back and forth. I moved around a lot when I was younger, so I've been here for, like, maybe 6 years now.
Okay, so maybe she might have a little, yeah. All right.
She might.
I do.
Yeah.
All right, go first.
Here's your first question, okay, Lena? You got to answer this. Okay. How well do you know the East Side, figuring you're a West Sider? It's at the corner of Gravel and Empire Boulevard, and it's not an ice cream joint. What's the name of it?
I'm going to go with Chester's. No?
It's not an ice cream joint. That might be a loaded question.
Chester's a check cashing place.
Okay. No. At the corner of Gravel and Empire Boulevard, it's kind of like a triangle there. And you might think it's an ice cream joint, but it's not. It's Abbott's Frozen Custard.
Come on, no. It's an ice cream joint.
No, it's a frozen custard joint.
Yeah, I know, but nobody refers to it as let's go to Abbott's the frozen custard joint. Don't try to trick her.
Trick me.
That's not fair. It's an ice cream joint. Abbott's,
yeah,
you
know
got
anyway.
It right.
All right, that's fine. That's fine.
All right, here we go. We're not trying to. Okay. What major East Side Rochester Park was once a private estate owned by the Garrett family and now features walking trails, picnic area, and a golf course?
Oh, and we have our station summer party there, too.
Yeah. It's a major East Side Rochester Park. So a major park on the East Side.
The Rose Garden.
No.
Duran Eastman Park. Oh. I did not know that it was a private estate at one point in time.
Who's that? All right, finally, while we're on Empire Boulevard, what Italian restaurant used to be at the bottom of Empire Boulevard at the end of Irondequoit Bay?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I don't even know.
It was Basil.
Remember that? Yeah. Remember Basil? Oh.
Remember Basil?
No, I guess I don't go over that way as much as I thought.
That's all right. You know what? It really doesn't matter, Lena, because you have a choice of going to the Prince Experience at Del Lago, train in concert at C-Mac, or the Thunder from Down Under. A girls' night outback, which is the Australian dancer dudes at Del Lago. Which one do you want to choose?
I'm gonna go with Prince.
Prince, the Prince Experience at Del Lago on August 9th. Congratulations!
Awesome.
Yay!
Awesome!
Yay.
Awesome!
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. I need you to hold the line. I'll get your info. Okay, Lena. Thanks for playing. Thanks for being part of the Buzz Fam. All right.
Thank you.
All right, hold the
Love
line.
Love you, Lena. Coming up on the show, we got to get to this. Oh my God, this is so humiliating when your epic fail of an airplane evacuation goes viral. We'll talk about that. Plus, Jerker Justified NFL players on trial today in our courtroom.
Spezzano and Sandy, like your neighbors. If your neighbors had a microphone, 98.9 The Buzz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to your Monday. Here we are with a 68 degree start. And I'm Scott Spisano. There's Sandy Waters. I hope your weekend was great. And we're going to see sunny and hot and humid 91 degrees.
I feel bad for this woman. I have a thing, and I don't know if anybody else shares this with me, but I have a thing, an uncontrollable...
giggle flex.
I really try to suppress this, but when somebody falls, I will laugh. And I try so hard to make sure they're okay before I laugh, but sometimes it's just, I got to walk out of the room. My kids used to fall, like,
right.
My younger sister, when she was young, uh-huh. She would always fall down the stairs. I don't know what her deal was. She would miss a couple stairs and would always fall down. And both my mother and I would have to leave the room, go in the kitchen, laugh, and then come back and be like, oh my God, are you okay? I know, it's horrible. It's a genetic thing. But this video that you sent me,
yes.
I don't know. I feel really bad for this woman. I can't even laugh at it, I don't think.
What happened is a passenger jet in, I think it was Denver, passengers had to evacuate a smoky plane. One of the brakes caught on fire during takeoff, so they stopped the plane, deployed the emergency chute right on the tarmac, right at the airport, and they had to evacuate.
The emergency chute is that big slide, the inflatable slide that you have to go down. And I don't know why they did, it's a little dramatic, don't you think? To have everyone go down the slide, just open the door and let us out that way. Put the stairs to it.
No, there was smoke coming from the plane. People needed to get out. You can't. I mean, it wasn't at the gate. It was out in the middle of the runway. So people are going down the slide, and it's a little bit hectic and whatever. Then this one girl with a nice little designer bag comes flying down, and then her feet stick at the bottom, and she just takes a dive. It's just like...
Face plant. She completely, it looked like she wanted to do a somersault, but she did not accomplish a somersault. She just face planted, and she was this tall, very classy woman. She wasn't a girl. She was a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, my. And she just hauled it after she did her little face plant.
Yeah, she was a little embarrassed. And that's, I mean, everybody was okay. There's a couple of scrapes and bumps, but nobody got, you know, seriously injured or anything like that. So that's good. So I think this is why we can joke about it. But, like, when you get caught on camera taking a dive like that, and that's everybody's focusing on this, your life must change a little bit.
Would you be? My neighbor did that to his wife on the ring cam in the winter.
Oh God! Yeah,
she slipped on the front porch.
Yeah,
like went down hard, and you know, shouted out a few things, mm-hmm. and he shared it to Facebook. He put it in his dude group chat in the neighborhood.
Yes.
Like it was all over. Like you can't do that.
Well, I mean, it depends on the level of doghousedness that you'd like to be in. But if somebody shared that of me taking a dive, I'd be all about that. That's funny.
Yeah, this woman's family, like it's all over social media because every other passenger who caught this.
Mm-hmm.
Shared it.
Yeah.
But if you're her family to share this, no, I think that's off limits. I don't think you can share oh my God, this poor woman.
Yeah, but you can use it as a bargaining chip, right? Remember that time you did the video that you owe me?
Wait, she hit her face. I'm watching slow-mo now.
Oh.
She's like this very tall, thin. She looks, I can't really see her face, but she looks like she's a very classy Asian woman.
Oh, okay.
And... oh, my God. She's too bad. She could have gotten a bloody nose. Like, this poor woman really face-planted the tarmac.
But
no,
she had enough gumption
to
pull her designer bag back up on her shoulder again. So
you cannot share that if you're her family.
Why can't you?
I would be so livid.
You'd be mad at your family.
Yes. Yes, even though I laugh when people fall, I would be so mad.
Well, you're a hypocrite then.
What's embarrassing?
Here's what they need to do, especially for warm weather evacuations like this on the one runway, because Denver is probably like 100 degrees, right? They need the evacuation slide thing needs to be a water slide. They need to have water coming down.
No, it just needs to have the pool at the bottom of it or something, or a cushion or something. Where's the foam pit that you can land into?
Yeah, it needs like one of those little kiddie pools at the bottom, right?
Oh, my God. I would be so mad. I saw this one video, and it was actually, I wanted to do it on my husband, but then I'm like, no, that looks really mean, even though it's funny.
Right.
This, there was a trend at one point where it was you're in the supermarket, and the person in front of you is pushing the shopping cart, and you're walking behind them, and you trip them.
Oh, jeez.
Go down. I know. It sounds so cruel, but I couldn't stop laughing at those videos, and I wanted so hard to do it on my husband. Yeah. It's only funny when it's a wife does it to their husband.
Oh, right.
It's not funny when you do it to your kids, obviously. It's not funny when it's the other way around.
Oh, of course not. Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If this was a dude, oh, maybe that's what it is. If this was a dude, I probably would have laughed harder.
Really?
Yeah, but because she is like a classy woman that you know this is humiliating. This is her humiliating moment.
Mm-hmm.
I can't laugh as much at this one. And how fast she ran away from the plane. Like, she was scared. You could tell she was scared.
It's got to be a bit unnerving when they're like, okay, go. You're out of here. Plane's on fire. You know?
Have you ever been in a situation where they had to quickly evacuate the plane?
No.
I haven't either, but I'm hearing more and more of these scenarios. What is happening? Is it because we're videotaping it more? Or, like, is something happening with the airline industry?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, there's been a lot of cuts, a lot of FAA cuts, a lot of maintenance people and stuff like that. So that's definitely a concern. You know, I just know that if I'm ever caught on video taking a dive on somewhere, please post it. Make it go viral.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
Chirps or justified.
Right here on 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. Let's get into this.
Ah, the NFL players. 100 NFL players are in trouble.
Wow.
For what they did. Now, before we go into the details of this, because you're deciding the moral compass, 818-2899, there are ways that you can reach out to us. The phone number, which we love it the best. You can reach out to us on social media, Facebook, Instagram. We will see your vote there. Or you can leave us a voice memo on the free Audacy app, AUDACY.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, more than 100 NFL players and around 24 team employees are being penalized for reselling Super Bowl tickets above face value, violating league policy.
Whoa, that's a scandal.
I know. Players are allowed. Now, here's the fine print when you get Super Bowl tickets. Players are allowed to buy two face value Super Bowl tickets each season, but are not permitted to profit from resale.
Oh.
I'll be honest with you. I thought they just got them. I didn't know they had to pay for them.
I know. It's like us. We used to get free t-shirts. Now we got to buy.
I know. And they only get two? That's it? Okay. Players face fines of 1.5 times the ticket face value and can lose Super Bowl ticket privileges for the next 2 years unless they play in the game.
Whoa.
Team employees, how about this? What? This is so unfair. So Super Bowl players, that's their penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Team employees who don't make as much money face steeper fines, 2 times face value. Hmm. It's like, okay, wait, the players can afford it. It doesn't matter. The team employees can't. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, right.
Face value tickets range from approximately $950 to $7,500, depending on the seat and the package. So some of these resale tickets went up to $57,000.
Get out of here.
I know.
Whoa.
I didn't realize it. That's what it says. On average, around $8,000 and some fetched over $10,000 with a rare listing as high as $57,000.
Oh,
so
God.
They're in trouble.
Yeah.
Now, this news came out like late last week or whatever. Mm-hmm. And when I was talking to my husband who works with Gene Battaglia on the sports bar, 95.7 The Fan. I'm like, is this even an issue? Are people talking about this? What do you think about it? Because I was, like, annoyed. I'm like, come on, you have so much money. Now you're reselling it to people who don't have money but want to be at the game.
Well, it sounds like they do have money.
No, the people, well, yeah, okay. I guess you're right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I know of people who will take out a second mortgage or loan just to afford season tickets. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. Okay. So I was annoyed by it, but my husband was like, eh, can you really fault him? Won't you do the same? I'm like, what? He wasn't, like, as upset about it as I was.
This doesn't, I mean, it's, I mean, every job has its perks, right? And there's wiggle room and gray areas in everything that we do. There are rules in everything we do. There are repercussions in breaking those rules in everything we do. And a scale of 1 to 10 on the bad thing, 3.
So you say it's justified.
I say it's justified.
This is kind of like, remember when we used to throw the monster ball or the everything 80s? And we gave away free tickets.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But there was a sold-out point. So after we sold out, that's it. You couldn't get in.
Right, right.
Would you dare to think to sell tickets because we got our share of, you know, free tickets?
Oh, to sell the tickets that I have?
Yeah, because that's what they did. That's what these football players did.
I guess in a different vein. I don't know.
No? Would you say that's perk or justify? The exact same thing.
To sell them? If I didn't get caught, maybe.
Oh, so you totally would have done this.
Yeah. I mean, if I was a football player and I had an extra pair of tickets to the Super Bowl and I can't go and we're not playing, I'm just going. I'm going to sell them.
For more money, though, or sell them for what you paid for?
Definitely starting at what I paid for them.
Because they're in trouble for making a profit.
I mean, if I made $57,000 on a ticket, that's a little scary. I don't know if I'd do that. I wouldn't push.
All right, so your tally goes under what?
Yeah, I'd say
officially?
Justified. Yeah, justified. I'd fly under the radar and just go do it.
I think that's jerk.
Okay.
That is so great, especially who these people are. Come on.
Good morning, The Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Good morning.
Hey, who's this?
Bill's Mafia Ken.
Oh,
my gosh. Okay, let me try to predict, because you are that season ticket holder, and you don't care how much they charge you for those season tickets.
Man.
You'll pay for it. I kind of feel like...
I feel a little attacked, by the way, when you said that people would take out a second mortgage.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, what? Did you take out a second mortgage?
Did you know someone? I was like, is she talking about me?
Wait, did you take out a second mortgage?
No. No.
Oh, okay. Oh, no,
but
no,
then
it was
Yeah, she wouldn't put it past you, I'm sure.
Ken! So are you siding with the NFL players? You see it to be no big deal.
No, I think it's a jerk move.
Oh! He thinks it's jerk.
Yeah, the league minimum is like over $800,000. Those dudes don't need to be like taking money off fans.
Interesting. You don't have any, like, I know you have your own business. I mean, if something falls off the back of the truck and you keep it, like, whatever.
What? So you think Ken's doing some shady business?
No, I'm just saying there's a gray area in every business.
No,
every
there's
company.
Not a gray area because it's written there. You're not allowed to sell these for a profit.
Right,
there's no gray area.
But like I said, there's rules, and sometimes there's a gray area in the rules, and sometimes if you don't get caught, then it works.
God. You would never make it as a lawyer. Never,
nope.
ever.
Nah, nope. That's why.
Thanks, Bill's Mafia Ken.
Hey, dude, guess what? You're the first call through. You got tickets to Train at CMAC. Congratulations.
Oh,
woo! Got tickets to Train. Special guest Edwin McCain, August 8th at CMAC, courtesy of the Bowery Presents. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Stay on the line. We'll get your info, okay, man?
Okay.
All right.
If you're just joining us here on Spisano and Sandy, Jerk or Justified, more than 100 NFL players and around 24 team employees are being penalized for reselling Super Bowl tickets. Super Bowl, wait, it was LIX. Wait, L is what again? What's L?
50.
Okay, so, and then I is...
Well, it depends
but I
what the
need
next,
to know it, what Super Bowl this is.
It doesn't go linear.
LIX, I said.
Okay, 9:59.
59. That's right, because X is 10.
Yeah, then you minus the one, yeah.
Wow. I just exposed my stupidness. Okay, anyhow, so for Super Bowl 59 tickets above face value. So all these athletes, they are allowed to buy two face value Super Bowl tickets, but what they ended up doing was selling them, reselling them, and then getting money, like a profit, and that is against the rules. Some people are calling it a scandal. News is so dramatic
it's
when they
funny.
Talk about
it's,
this.
It's funny, and it's wrong, obviously. I know,
well,
but
no.
even though I'm saying, hold on. Even though I'm saying it's justified on the books and on paper, it's wrong, but everybody's done it. They've sold something for a little bit more than they got it for. And, you know, it's all relative.
No, wait, no, you can't say the sweeping statement of everybody's done it. If you're not allowed to sell and make a profit, then I wouldn't sell. I've never once sold, when we worked for PXY, jam tickets. I never once sold our Monster Ball or Everything 80s. That would be terrible. These are like, if it wasn't for the fans of the NFL, these players wouldn't even have jobs. If it wasn't for our listeners, we wouldn't have jobs. Why would I try to profit off them?
Well, in our situation, you wouldn't, because it's so specific. But listen, man, these high rollers who've got the money to pay for it, and they're bragging the fact that they got it from this NFL play, it's all part of the glitz, the glam.
I don't think it's only the high rollers that are buying these tickets.
Well, mostly.
I think these tickets end up on eBay. That's how my husband got tickets to go to the Super Bowl.
Did
when
he pay did. Face value for them?
I have no idea. I have
probably
no idea.
Probably not.
he probably paid more. You're absolutely right. Somebody made a profit in this chain.
Right. So.
So you can reach out to us, 818-2899, or social media. Jerk, this person says, they already make millions selling tickets above face value to fans who've waited their whole lives for this moment. Is greedy and gross. I agree, Kim. Okay.
So
justified. If someone's willing to pay that much, then why not? It's their property. Players have the right to profit like anyone else.
Hmm.
Players make a gajillion dollars.
Yeah, they earned it.
They don't. But when it's wrong, it's wrong. It says there's a rule. It's in writing. You're not allowed to do this.
Yeah, and the one out of writing says when you're rich, you can make anything happen, legal or not.
Oh, that is true.
Okay. Wow. Okay. One more call.
Justified. Hang on. Justified, and then the caller will be the tiebreaker, because this person says NFL fines or not, I do the same thing. They earn those tickets, and they can do what they want with them.
Yeah.
All right. So. 818-2899. The last final call will decide the verdict in this case.
And now we wait. I know I'm pushing against the grain a little bit on this, but it's reality versus textbook morality, right?
Well, that's what we're doing here in Jerk or Justified. This is all about the moral compass. Okay. So on paper, it's wrong. It's jerk on paper because it's written. You're not allowed to do this. But the morally, could you do this? You could see yourself doing this.
Mm-hmm.
If you got an item, this is kind of like, and these players paid for their Super Bowl ticket. But let's say you got an item, I don't know, for free somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you then took to Facebook and tried to sell it. Would you feel okay doing that?
Sure. Hi, the boys. This is Tiebreaker?
Yep.
Okay. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Oh, how are you?
Oh, there's Tim. What's up, buddy? Which one are you calling it?
Oh, it is Justified.
Oh, Tim!
Justified.
Okay, now explain.
Oh my God!
So, how much do Super Bowl tickets normally run?
Well, I have no idea, but they said on average the players paid $950 to $7,500. They sold for around $8,000, all the way up to $57,000.
It could be one of those things where a business owner, Tom D'Alessano, for example, who is what, a multi-billionaire?
Right.
That makes it okay.
Could have bought them and donated them to somebody.
Oh, he could have paid it forward, right?
Well, then why doesn't the player, if the player doesn't want to go to the game or can't use him, why doesn't the player then donate him? Don't try to wedge a donation thing into your Justified.
We could go about this all day, Sam.
We're not. This is the deal.
jerk or justified.
Thanks, Tim.
98.9 The Buzz.
All right, how about this? Is this an example of cheating or an example of just using your resources? How young people are showing up to online job interviews. We got to talk about this.
The best part of your morning that isn't coffee. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it cheating the system or using the resources what the younger generation is doing during the online job interview?
This is fascinating. Just every day it gets more tech and it gets more involved and it gets more like hybridized. Love this here at 98.9 Buzz.
So first, let me just ask, when was the last job interview you've been to? 818-2899. It's a process, right? For some people, like, you have to jump through. One woman was telling me her job that she works for a college. Mm-hmm. She had 8 interviews. Mm-hmm. 8 yeah. interviews. And she had to pretty much write a thesis paper.
Wow.
I go, what? She goes, oh, yeah. Now, she's been at that job for a while, so I don't know if they still do it that way. But she's like, yeah, they gave me a scenario. And I had to write out details of how I would accomplish the scenario that they gave me. And that I was like, oh, my gosh. I would be like, forget it. I don't want the job.
Yeah. I think my wife had, she's had a bunch of different jobs. This latest one, I think there was like 5 rounds. And
that's insane.
Yeah. What? I mean, every round I might, you know, get pushed to the next round. Then like the final round, she had to fly to meet with them.
Lot of it is online now, right? Still?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Phone. Yeah, phone.
So this is what the younger generation is doing. And if anybody has ever done this, 818-2899, I'd love to talk to you. Otherwise, let's just decide if this is cheating the interview or if it's using your resources. The younger kids are, like, during their Zoom call, their online interview, they will set up their ChatGPT or whatever AI they use to listen in. So when the interviewer is asking a question, ChatGPT, Chatty, answers it, and then you just read your screen. It's like a teleprompter.
Yeah.
So Chatty's listening in on the questions and then gives you the best response.
This is crazy.
To nail the interview.
I love this. I think it's a great idea. And if anything,
so
and if you're
cheating.
It's not cheating. It's aiding and helping out smooth out your responses. For instance, I mean, you've done your research. If you're smart, you've done your research on the company.
No, you don't even have to do your research on the company because ChatGPT is right there to answer all your questions. You don't have to do any research then.
Well, if I was doing it, I would preload as much as I can about the company into chat. So when I'm talking with the person, it would know a little bit more, all right?
Okay, okay.
I mean, so, like, you can use this as a tool, as a lever to get closer to your goal. I see it as almost a Cliff Notes. You don't. If you read it word for word, then you're going to get busted. So I would just, like, as you're
you
seeing
tell
it,
if someone's reading it word for word. Yeah. You'd be like, what are you looking at?
Yeah, right.
What are you looking at? Oh, yeah. Nothing?
No, but I can see using it as a guideline as to what to say. You know, I think it's great. It's like a little prompt. It's like a someone helping you go through it. It's like having your dad with you or your
Which
mom with you.
You shouldn't do, and a lot of the young kids are doing that as well,
well
bringing
I know. That's
their parents
a,
to the job interview.
Totally different story.
How do you feel about it? 818-2899, or you can hit us up on social or leave us a voice message on our Odyssey app.
How do you call it?
So when I first saw this, I'm like, oh my God, that is blatantly cheating. That is cheating because you're not thinking the answers yourself. You're having ChatGPT come up with the answers. And an interview is supposed to be all about, you know, honesty and integrity. You're not being honest when you're having Chatty write your response. But I often use ChatGPT, so I could totally see myself doing this.
Yeah.
If I knew that I wouldn't flub it up, which I probably would, I probably wouldn't be able to read as fast as Chad.
Yeah, because you don't want to read it. You want to be able to. I mean, you have to have a skill to be able to read something and reinterpret it on the fly at the same time.
It kind of is showing that you know how to use your resources.
Well, that's true.
If the company also, like, more and more companies are trying to use AI and try to figure out how they can incorporate AI to make their workplace more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
So if you yourself, you could probably lead the charge on this.
What
right?
if the interviewer says, are you well-versed in AI? And you say, yes, I'm using it right now to get a better interview with you. How would you feel as an employer? Would you be like, or would you be like, good.
Yes, I guess it depends on which company, but even doctors are using AI. Even doctors are going to ChatGPT and asking, okay, here's my patient's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Help me figure out what's wrong with them.
Right. I am okay with that. It's an infinite database of information, and then it's up to the doctor to make that final decision.
But it's not really them, though, talking. Like, it's not really their true responses. So therefore, like, a job interview is supposed to be, let me learn who you are as a person, what drives you, what motivates you, what you are to the core.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you're not going to get that out of that kind of interview then, because you're just going to,
well, that's where,
right?
you take it from inside and you tell them the deal.
But I've never interviewed anybody ever. So if there's anybody who has, mm-hmm. maybe you would be a better person to talk to. But I would think that when I'm interviewing someone, I really don't care what your answer is. I just want to see how you answer. Like, your confidence, your mannerisms while you're answering.
Your personality.
It's not necessarily right, the answer. Mm-hmm. It's like, what got you to that answer?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to get that if you're having AI do it. So I'm going to say cheating. I'm going to say I don't like it.
I'm going to say operator assist. All bring it on. Bring it on. If it'll make you a better person and a better interview, then that's fine with me. I say it's okay.
Oh my gosh, someone just reached out to us and said, how about the sales pitch? I work in sales, and salespeople use it all the time to help their pitch. And that's what you're doing. You're pitching yourself to the future employer, potential employer.
Hi, the boss. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I think it's kind of a catch-22. It's great that they're utilizing it and utilizing the resource, but it's also kind of like that joke, like when you lie on your resume.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, so yeah, then somebody gets in and they don't really, you know, you find out that they're not the sharpest tool once they get in there, uh-huh. because, you know, they don't have ChatGPT to answer all the questions for them.
Right.
But I mean, I don't know. But at the same time, yeah, it is almost like doing the research, and pretty much most interviews ask the same kind of questions. Think of a difficult time you had with a coworker. How did you handle, you know,
yeah,
so I mean.
Right.
You know,
but,
so
you know, it's
same.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was so funny because we had an employee, a girl who worked here, who was hired, this is years ago now, for digital, because mm-hmm. her social media was so, like, amazing. She showed up so confident and polished on her social media.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when she started to work here, she was the complete opposite. You know how sometimes social media, when you see people, they look so great, and then you meet them in person, they're like a rock? That's how she was.
Yeah,
it was kind of like a form of that, where it's like, wait a minute. And she didn't last long because she
didn't have the skills, people
right.
skills, right? Yeah, right. Yeah. got to be able to And I think you can use it in some kind of artificial, intelligence to help you round out everything you need to know in order to give them your best you.
But it's totally not okay truly showing who you are and what your personality is
well,
like.
Well, the people that hired her should have caught the fact that she had a personality of a soap dish.
Yeah. Well, okay. Anyhow. I know. It's so fascinating. So fascinating.
Good stuff. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Hey, everything all the time on 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. You know, we do live our lives here on the radio. And guess what I've got on Thursday? A little bit of a dilemma, a little bit of inconvenience, and a lot of colonoscopy.
Oh, okay. Good for you. How about that for TMI?
Yeah.
Well, that is good that you're talking about it and so open about it.
It's important.
But your wife has a legitimate concern about
that
day.
Yeah, she does. She does. She does. She said, you're not going into work that day, are you? I'm like, yeah, it's Thursday.
You're going in every day this week. You didn't take any time off for it.
No. Should I?
Well, I don't. Okay. 818-2899. I want to say no, don't take off, because if you take off, then there's nobody to fill in. So that'll screw up the entire week. But I do have a little bit of a concern about you in the bathroom in the middle of the show on Wednesday specifically.
So I'm supposed to start the cleanse on Wednesday, right? The day before, 24 hours before appointment, right?
Hold on. Let me try to remember. Anyone? This is such an old person conversation. It's awesome.
No, not really. These days, a lot of people in their 40s are getting them, and 30s, too.
Well, actually, you say that, and I did the genetic testing, which I am such a big proponent for. It is so awesome.
Yeah.
But I did it, and so I was able to get a colonoscopy because I have the mutated gene before 50, and 50 is actually when insurance starts covering it.
Right, right.
Unless you have whatever. Yeah. So, okay. So, I agree.
If you got the mutated gene, like the BRCA gene, or the sixth toe, like Sandy has, then go get that colonoscopy.
Very good. Yeah. So, but I can't remember. I think it starts, the nastiness starts, I want to say, at night. So, Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I feel like you won't be able to sleep. Because by Thursday, when's your appointment? What time's your appointment?
Thursday after the show, like 10:45.
So your wife is nervous about how you're going to be, what, Thursday morning?
Yeah.
Excusing yourself to go to the bathroom every 5 minutes?
Run, yeah, I have to run from here to home, God. And she's going to drive me over to Dr. O'Neill's office. What?
We have listeners in on Thursday.
I know.
So you're going to be like, excuse me. Excuse me, on Thursday, if it's just me and the listeners.
You better learn the other side of this console here, sister. Just in case I might be a minute or two late for a break.
Oh, my. I think the bulk of it happens Wednesday.
So the worst of it is Wednesday, and then next morning.
You're
just
like
empty and hungry.
I mean, listen, that's one of the whatever things that we have to do in life that we block it out of our memory.
Yeah, right.
Until the next time we have to do it. Like childbirth.
Yeah.
Childbirth, you block it out, you don't remember it, and then you're pregnant again and you're like, oh crap, wait a minute.
What did I just
get myself into? Same thing with colonoscopies.
If you have if you've had one recently, call me 818-2899. I mean, I know this is hilarious to talk about and everybody's like, but it's so very important and it's such an easy thing. I do remember the first time I got it. Remember it was like 10 years ago and we were talking about it on the air and I was all nervous. And then
Your doctor called up.
She wasn't even my doctor. A doctor called up, and she's like, come on in. I've got the best fingers in town. Remember? She was hilarious. I loved her. Dr. O'Neill.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
And she made me, she goes, listen, it's no big deal. You're going to come in. Blah, blah, blah. We're going to make you a little tipsy. You know, you're going to be a little woozy, drunk kind of feeling. We're going to pop you over there, and everything's going to be fine.
Wait, you go under, right?
Ish. I remember. I don't remember completely sleeping.
Oh, no. I go under. It is the best feeling when the doctor's like, oh, my God. Handyman John just sent a bunch of poop emojis for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
It is amazing when the doctor's talking to you, and then all of a sudden, you just find yourself back in the little curtained-off area, and you're like, wait, what's happening? And they're like, we're done.
Oh,
and
remember
that's
watching.
That's the best feeling.
I remember watching the video screen.
What?
Yeah.
No. She didn't put you under enough.
It was like an amusement park ride.
No, I don't want to watch.
Yeah.
Wait, were you asking questions? Were you that coherent, or were you just kind of like in a haze?
I was in a haze, but I remember, like, joking, or they were joking. I was joking back
no,
or something.
No. I don't want to joke with you about that. I do not want to go on that amusement park ride that you're referring to. I don't need cameras. Just like when they tried to wheel the mirror in with my delivery.
Oh,
Wheel that thing out of here. What are you doing with that?
Do they still
do
that?
Don't you want to watch? No.
We should ask Nurse Tandy, our Buzz fam, because she's in, you know, delivery, birth and delivery. I wonder if they...
Listen,
I
don't know if
that.
They still do it. I mean, my daughter's 16. 16 years ago, they were still doing it.
Mm.
Like, I don't want to see that.
6 years ago, when Ellie was born, they didn't have one in there.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
Yeah, get that out of there. What the hell? I'm the type of person that I don't want to know what the process is going to be like. Like, even if you have to get knee surgery or whatever, mm-hmm. I don't want to know. I want to be in the dark. I don't even want to know. I don't want to look the doctor in the eye before, middle, or after the colonoscopy. Are you nervous or are you just kind of...
I'm not nervous. Here's the only thing, though. I lost my paperwork or got shot out or something. You know, the procedure, what you get, what you buy, how much you drink, and when to start.
Well, just call the office.
I know.
That's so typical you. They probably get so many patients that are so disorganized like you are.
Well, I'm going to go to ChatGPT first and see what she says.
Oh, well, there you go.
I'm going to ask Gert. Okay.
Listen, if you do take off, you better let us know.
Thanks for reminding me. I will do that.
I mean, you can't leave the... Well, who's coming in on Thursday? Hold on. Who are you going to let down?
Is it Nick and Carter coming in?
Yes, you have to be here for Nick and Carter.
I'll be here. Nick are going to teach you how to run the consoles so Sandy can stay in the dark. I just got a text from him. Hey,
bring
Scott, two things.
Potty.
What time Thursday? And do you need me to fill in? A little bit
yes.
Before 8, buddy. And hopefully not. The answer.
Anyone got a porta potty? A little potty seat.
Put it out in the hallway.
Put it in the corner of the studio.
Put it in the conference room. Come running in. They got a meeting going on. Excuse me. Okay.
The Buzz.
How many grad parties have you gone to? Anyone go? Like, what's the record? Let's see who's been to more grad parties. Do you budget every year? Like, okay, I can foresee X number of grad parties, and then throughout the year, it's almost like the Christmas fund. You set up the grad fund. Because I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, the going rate, if it's a neighbor, if it's a friend, $100.
Really?
A pop. That's what everybody is telling me that they're putting in the envelope, $100.
If it's family, $100. If it's
no,
family's neighbor,
more.
If it's family or friend, it's $50. That's what we are. That's what we've done.
Oh, you're the cheap.
Yeah.
Oh, the Spazanos only give 50? If it's a close friend, you're given more than 50, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's $100.
Yeah, probably.
If it's a good friend.
Yeah, if it's like
okay.
Close friend.
So
yeah.
A friend of mine had to go to a grad party.
Mm-hmm.
She knows the family, so they're in the friend bucket.
Okay.
Not just acquaintance friend, not coworker friend, like friend.
But right, yeah.
Her friend has triplets. Oh, my God. That's
uh-oh.
$300 in one grad party. That's three grad parties in one. Like, do you give $300? $100 each kid? Or do you divide that? Like, okay, I take this as one grad party, so $100 divided by three.
Man, no. Yeah, wait. I think you kind of have to.
Can you make any more noises?
I'm trying. I'm thinking out loud. You kind of have to do 100 each. Because each kid, if each kid happens, what if they decided to do three grad parties on three separate days to give each kid focus? You'd still have to give them $100. Which, obviously, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but you're going to have to say, I mean, that's three. I mean, how many is, like, the most number of grad parties you went to in one summer? Because everybody has, it goes in waves, right?
Yeah.
There's some summers you have zero grad parties, and that's a great summer financially.
Mm.
And then there's other grad parties, especially when your kids graduate. Now all of a sudden,
yeah, now
you
got
have a
bunch
gajillion.
Of them.
Mm. And you got to pick and choose. Without a doubt, there has to be families who have to pick and choose what grad parties to say yes to. Sometimes you can't afford that. That's $300.
Then you have to water it down if you still want to go. Right?
Does anyone really, let's be honest with one another, does anyone really want to go to a grad party?
Mm.
Not to offend the graduate.
Family, yeah.
No, do you really want to go to a grand party?
Well, I don't want to go to any parties.
You sit there and you just have the delicious food, but the grad talks to you for a quick second. Mm-hmm. If they are a good kid, they will come and say hi and thank you for showing up. But then really it's just, hey, let me just give you $100.
Hey, it's obligatory. You got to do it. And they got to do it for your kid. So it's
reciprocal. To do it, right. But right. Do you want to do it? You made it sound like you want to do it.
No. I mean, maybe, family, close, relative. Yeah, you want to be there. But other than that, not really.
You know how you said before you hate weddings?
Yep.
Where does it fall against the grad party? Weddings or grad party?
I'd much rather do a grad party.
Really?
Yeah.
I would rather do a wedding.
No.
It's better food at a wedding.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, grad parties you could bump and run. Weddings you can't.
That's a very good point.
And weddings is, it's hours and hours and hours and babysitting and dog letting out features and things like that. You got a grad party, a couple hours in and out, 2 to 4. See ya.
You know what? That's a very good point. And I still don't know why I would pick a wedding instead of a grad party. It's the same dollar amount, too. You can't show up less than $100 in your hand at a wedding.
So therefore, maybe it's because you want a date night and you don't want the kids around?
Oh, maybe that. You know what? Yeah, but the grad parties that I went to over the weekend, my kids didn't come.
They didn't go?
I didn't even make them come. Did you always make your kids go to the grad parties?
I haven't been invited to a lot of grad parties.
Oh, you're having a good summer.
I mean, forever. I've gone to maybe 4 or 5 in my life.
Oh, that's so good.
I know.
Don't say that out loud. You're going to get listeners saying, hey, Scott, come to my kid's grad party.
Sorry, Morgan.
Yeah, but he's only good for $50. So
that's right. If I hardly know you, you get 50 bucks. Wow, we're out of time. Commercial free.
I see what you did there. I see what you... Well played, my friend. Well played.
Yeah, too
so
bad.
So at this time, we always end the show with a rumor that you've heard about Scott Spisano. Mm. Or, okay, I'll throw myself in there, too. Mm. And you intentionally... I don't know how you did it, but you did leave us enough time to talk about the Spisano rumors. About those rumors.
Oh, well.
Tomorrow. We're going to do it tomorrow. Don't worry. 818-2899 if you heard a good rumor.
About Sandy.
Or just... Direct message me, because Scotty won't let it, he'll filter them.
Got a story Spisano and Sandy need to hear? Leave them a quick voice message right now. Open the Odyssey app, search 98.9 The Buzz, and hit the little microphone. Odyssey. AUDACY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.